Hollywood erupts over Sessions' resignation, final purge begins, Dems get ready to fight. By Justin Caruso on November 7, 2018. Hysterical Hollywood celebrities hit the panic button Wednesday following news that Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned. After news of Jeff Sessions' resignation broke, celebrities immediately erupted, wondering what it means for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation and the future of the President Donald Trump's administration. Trump fires his attorney general. We all know where this is heading. Trump will fire the special prosecutor and have all his evidence and files either locked up or shredded. Lame duck House Repubs will destroy anything that could lead to Trump's impeachment. Dems. Get ready to fight. Michael Moore said. Fuck. I need that little elf to stay on longer until Mueller is done. Comedian Kathy Griffin snarked. Here we go. Trump reeks of desperation. He knows exactly what he's facing. He's gonna try to get rid of Mueller before he has to face it. Can't let that happen. Buckle up. Big fight ahead, director Rob Reiner warned. Chelsea Handler also joined the chorus this great joke. MAGA, my attorney general is available. Rosie O'Donnell said that Mueller is coming, adding indict Trump. Obstruction of justice Donny boy, Mueller is coming for you indict Trump, O'Donnell said. If you're curious why this guy was picked for acting AG. Oh, and POTUS picked a Supreme CT justice who thinks presidents are above the law, singer John Legend said. Sessions gone, the final purge begins, Trump's play is Lindsey Graham will be his pet and try to kill Barry Mueller. Don't believe it will work, but I believe that's the plan, actor John Cusack speculated. Meanwhile, actor Kumail Nanjiani shared several of his thoughts. At first mocking Sessions by saying that the firing couldn't have happened to a worse guy, but then warned his fans about a big fight coming. Check out all the Hollywood panic. Hollywood is just recovering from their midterm freakout Tuesday. Celebrities urged fans and followers to get to the polls and vote Democrat, using alarmist language about Trump being a Nazi and cheering on a blue wave that never quite materialized.